Sound, featuring bands from around the world that you need to know.
Info on the artists and where you can catch them live.
With your host,
Jeff Monacaitis.
What's going on? Welcome into another episode of The Undiscovered Sound. This week I have an interview with Michaela from the band Falling Through April. Their new CD Zodiac comes out next year, so we talk about that a little bit. Stay tuned for that later in the show. We also have new music from Wavebreak, The World Over, Upside Down, and so many more. So let's get started on today's show. We're going to head to Boston for this first band. The band is called Wavebreak, and they have been working super hard, forming only back in April. They've already done so much and really excited for their upcoming EP, which comes out next year. And right now, I have a single from that record. Here's Wavebreak with their track, Deadlock. Wavebreak with their single Deadlock off their upcoming EP, which comes out next year. Super excited for that. And if you want to catch them live, December 15th in Somerville, Mass. At PA's Lounge. And on January 20th, they'll be playing in Attleboro, Mass. At Patterson Creations. We're going to head to New Jersey for this next band. Here's Third Time's a Charm with their track, Dad Pants. From New Jersey, that was Third Time's a Charm with their track Dad Pants. Looks like they will be getting ready for some more shows in the new year, so definitely stay tuned for that. We're going to head to Texas for this next band. They are called Balancing the Different, and if you are a Tom DeLonge fan, I definitely think you will pick up on this guy's voice, very reminiscent of Tom DeLonge, but obviously in his own way. Here's Balancing the Different with their track Tricks. Balancing the Different with their track Tricks. I highly recommend checking out their other material. It's really good, and looks like they will hopefully be doing some shows soon. This next band comes from Los Angeles, California, and features the granddaughter of Ernie Ball, creator of Music Man guitars and Slinky Strings. From their album Mountains, here's The World Over with their track, Traitor. Track Traitor off their recent release Mountains. You can catch them live December 7th in Fullerton, California at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. We're gonna head to California for a great pop punk band there called Light the Way. They recently released a EP called Dude Lame, and right now I have a single from that record. Here's Light the Way with their track Deadhead.
I know you don't get it.
From California, that was Light the Way with their track Deadhead. We're going to head to Australia for this next band. They're called Northside Story. They just recently took the stage in Brunswick for the Pop Punk at the Brunny Festival. Here's Northside Story with their track Endless Story. Northside Story with their track Endless Story, and as I just mentioned, they just got off a great festival, Pop Punk at the Brunny, which is in Brunswick. Really, really digging these international bands, and I hope you are too. I'm really, really digging all these tracks. We're going to head to Spain for this next band. They're called Upside Down, and last Wednesday, they opened for Rome. Here's their track, Never Forget.
Maybe when I was younger, just to care for your scars, you know. But now on
From Spain, that was the band Upside Down with their track Never Forget, off their EP Not As Good As You Expected, which came out back in January. And as I mentioned last Wednesday, they were lucky enough to open for the band Rome. That's pretty cool. We've featured this next band on the show a few times before, and coming up in 2018, they will be playing all the major Danny Wimmer Presents rock and metal festivals. And right now, I have a single that will be coming out on their record next year. Here is Joyous Wolf with their track, Turning Blue.
Slow.
our good friends in Joyous Wolf with their track, Turning Blue. They will be releasing a record next year. The record is already recorded, and they got to work with Val Garay and a bunch of other cool people, so definitely stay tuned for that. We're gonna head to San Jose for this next band. They're called Till I Fall, and on November 30th, they're playing with our friends in Crash Overcast at the Silver Lake Lounge in LA. Here is Till I Fall with their track, Sunshine.
See right through the windows, I can see right through the stair, I can feel the fire burning, are you still there? Even at 12,000 feet, I can feel you next to me, just a thought and I can't breathe, it's just not fair. I'm not running away, so where
with their track Sunshine. As I mentioned, you can catch them live November 30th. They'll be playing with our friends in Crash Overcast, who we've had here on the show before. It will be taking place at the Silver Lake Lounge in LA at 7 o'clock.
Hey, this is Michaela from Falling Through April, and you're listening to The Undiscovered Sound on IW Radio.
And on the line right now is Michaela from Falling Through April. Michaela, what's going on?
Hey there, guys. Not much.
Now, you guys have a new record coming out on January 19th titled Zodiac. Can you talk about the recording process, maybe who is involved with producing?
Oh, yeah. Our producer is wonderful. John King over there in Nashville, he helped us a lot with production, like writing the songs. Him and I together wrote a lot of the lyrics. He made sure, you know, what I was doing was catchy. My first record, of course. I love writing songs, too. So the guys pretty much just had a numerous tracks set aside for me to go through, and I picked my favorites, and I just got a notebook and wrote to them, and it took about, excuse me, it's like 2 months, maybe, for us to be like, okay, let's go hit the studio, and we did that, knocked it out. It took a little longer because all of our schedules were conflicting with each other, so we all went kind of one by one to record, and so it was about 2 months that we got to spend with John. Got work done, and we actually just finished mastering it, working out all the kinks for the album artwork, too. It's been a long process, but so stoked that it's finally wrapped up.
Now, we will be spinning your track Desperate Measures in a minute, but before we do, can you tell us the meaning behind the track?
For Desperate Measures, the first single that we just released, it kind of starts off a little dark, kind of talking about almost like half a post-apocalyptic feel. If you guys have seen the video, we kind of also, you can interpret it any way you want, of course, but we have some scenes where we're smashing cameras and smashing TVs. And for me, the song is just about kind of gaining back your own life, whether it be just like in a freeing sense, or I know for a while I felt maybe controlled or manipulated, or the pressure of, you know, society being like, listen, this is the one way you should live your life. Everyone should do this and do that in this order, you know? But for me, I'm like, no, I think everyone has, you know, unique qualities and their own dreams. And even if it's like unorthodox, like just do it. So for this, this is about kind of finding yourself and being yourself and not letting anyone else dictate your dreams. And of course, a plane is going by right now. Okay. So I hope some people like hear this song. It comes to mind as an inspiration. Keep fighting for, you know, the life that you desire. And in the chorus, I talked about kind of like everyone coming together and joining, because, you know, in the end, we need each other. You know, I think I've heard the saying, like, divided we fall, together we'll conquer. And that kind of came to mind of having that spirit, a strong spirit in the song. So I hope it's an encouraging song to listeners.
You say this is out of control. We won't take it, no, you won't take it. I've heard it all before. You can't believe it, you just gotta see it. Light it up and start the fight. I won't be satisfied. Fire burning in your eyes tonight. We come to life. I won't compromise. You dream in black and white. Light it up and start the fight tonight. Don't remember, remember what you're in for. Now I'm taking desperate measures. You can't believe it, but I'm
through April with their track Desperate Measures, as we continue on to chat with Michaela from the band Falling Through April. Now, the video for Desperate Measures was premiered by Alternative Press and was shot in the same town where they shoot many of the scenes in The Walking Dead. Can you talk about that? How did that come about?
Yeah, it was great. John, once again, hooked us up. He had a friend over there. She works on the set. And so we found a way to rent one of the properties, this abandoned, like, textile warehouse. We did that. And so it was crazy. It was huge. We go in there. It was a little bit creepy, too. I'm pretty sure there were bats. But we go in there just looking around for, like, any props we can use and wood that we could use to, like, make these little fake little tents, these little huts. And so it was, like 2 days of just setting up that set. But it was a really neat area. Loved the town. We got to have, like, a whole tour, too. I would definitely recommend that for any Walking Dead fans. Get a tour of, like, all the other scenes. It took 2 days to set up. One full day of shooting. It was hard because, you know, we had maybe 3 to 4 hours when we had the right lighting for the scene that takes place outdoors. And the whole set up the, what was it? Yeah, it was like we had 4 hours to work with the lighting issue. So it was hard. And then at night, we were up until probably 6 a.m. shooting the performance. So I can look at it, back at it now, laugh and stuff like that, but I think I cried on that. It was crazy. It was crazy. So rough. It was exhausted, but it was so worth it. I would go back and do it again too. It was a lot of fun. John's vision was perfect for it.
Now, Desperate Measures is a track that has been featured everywhere, picked up by so many different stations and playlists around the world. How does it feel knowing Falling Through April's music is getting picked up so quickly and by so many?
Yeah, it's unreal. It's hard to believe, but I'm also like, it's about time. Yeah, this is right. It's where we should be. I'm humbled. I'm just still like, you know, it can shock, but I'm excited for our future. This is amazing. I'm just so glad that so many people really are enjoying our style. So.
Now, you guys have shared the stage with some great names like Pop Evil, Breaking Benjamin, The Pretty Reckless, and Flyleaf, as well as slots on Warped and South by Southwest. How does it feel sharing the stage, supporting these bigger bands, and does it get you stoked for more tours to come in 2018?
Well, I wish the guys were with me right now to tell you how that feels, because I just joined them about 1.5 years ago. I have not been able to have live the tour life yet and meet any of major bands just yet, but I'm excited knowing that they have been there, they've done that, they have all the experience under the belt, and now I just get to ride along. We get to make new memories with probably other like fellow artists that we would love to play with, but I'm not quite sure.
Now, I'm sure there's lots of great tracks on this album coming out, Michaela. How does the writing process work within the band?
For me, I've actually been writing some of these songs just over the years. As I'm going through new experiences, difficult times, whatever. So I've always had like a big notebook, a few notebooks, just random paragraphs of just situations that I can just continue writing to later on as soon as I have the music. And so as soon as the guy sent me some tracks, I would sit alone in my room, maybe with a glass of wine, maybe until 3 a.m. I felt most creative from 2 to 5. And I would just finish it up. The melody, I would work on myself, and John would just perfect it for me. It's been over time. All these songs I may have written like 3 years ago, but they're still relevant. Still relevant, and I love writing. I just love expressing myself, heart on my sleeve. It's a little interesting sharing with people because, you know, you're always afraid, like, oh my gosh, what are they going to think? But I just really hope also it, it's encouraging for others who maybe have been in the same place.
Last time you thought that I forgot. Oh, I wish that I could. I wish that I could. Not another step. Fall to the back of the line. I'll cut you off before we get too close. I'm better off alone. That's all you need to know. Push you to the side. Make me feel alive. Every time I let you in, it cuts so quickly. I've got too much on the line. But every time I breathe you in, I'm yours completely trapped in.
Falling Through April with their track Better Off Alone, as we continue to speak here with Michaela, the lead singer of Falling Through April. Now, you guys have a few shows coming up, including a performance in a Thanksgiving Day parade, which will be on WBTV-CBS. Talk about that for a minute. You getting excited?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's so cool. We get to be on a float, going down the road, playing a new song, not a single, so I'm excited about that, too. And yeah, it's going to be on TV. That's crazy. Yeah, we air right after the Macy's Day Parade, so that is extremely exciting. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and it's going to be a wonderful holiday.
Now, speaking about shows coming up, you'll be playing at the Grey Eagle in Asheville on November 26th and two Charlotte shows in December. How has the local scene been in your guys' area with all these new rock bands emerging?
It's been great. When I actually had a few people still keep up and follow them, like, over the years. So they, for one, are really excited to see that we're back at it and there's a new face in the band. So they're really interested. So we've come out already to a few shows we've had in the past, like CleverCon. And we're also meeting new locals at some of the shows we've already played, like at Crown Central Station recently, and like I said, CleverCon at the Fillmore. Just making so many new friends. I really just like loving our sound, and the guys are really easy to approach and get along with, and we just keep making friends where we go. And so Charlotte, all the locals are so adoring. Like, they're just sharing all of our stuff on Facebook, like, not even asking. Just like, I'm just really excited. They're as excited as we are, so they're treating us right.
Now, lastly here, what can we expect from Falling Through April in 2018?
A tour with that album release, and many more shows. We just want to have our name heard, hopefully, eventually, in other countries, too. But, you know, for now, and until then, you guys will see us on TV. We are playing at your local restaurants and gyms and bars. So we just hope to be popping up everywhere.
She is the lead singer from the band Falling Through April, whose new CD, Zodiac, is due out January 19th. Michaela, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
You told me I would always be enough, so let's find out what we're made of. I'm still drifting all over. Seven.
Falling Through April with their track Seven Tries. I want to thank Michaela so much for joining me on today's show, and thanks to all the bands and Adobe Radio for making this show possible. I'm Jeff Matakaitis, and thank you for listening to The Undiscovered Sound.